Chapter 8, starting with verse 26. Now the angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, "Arise and go towards the south along the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is desert." So he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, who had charge of all her treasury and had come to Jerusalem to worship, was returning. And sitting in his chariot, he was reading Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said to Philip, "Go near and overtake this chariot." So Philip ran to him and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah and said, "Do you understand what you are reading?" And he said, "How can I, unless someone guides me?" And he asked Philip to come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was, "He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation, his justice was taken away. And who will declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth." So the eunuch answered Philip and said, "I ask you, of whom does this prophet say this? Of himself or some other man?" Then Philip opened his mouth and began at this scripture and preached Jesus to him. Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you today for your blessings in life. We thank you, Lord, for these that have come out this morning. Lord, now as we preach Jesus, Lord, I pray that the Holy Spirit will stir our hearts to make a decision for you. Lord, if there's someone here that's lost, that they might come to the knowledge of salvation this morning. And God, we give you praise, we give you honor, for it's in your precious name, the name of Jesus, we ask these things. Amen. In this passage of scripture, we have the importance and all the ingredients to how a person can be saved. In several times in the Bible, it says, "How can a man be saved?" And this passage of scripture tells us how a person can be saved. There's a lost soul. There's an obedient witness. There's the Word of God and the Holy Spirit to guide us. That's how a person can become saved. And first, I want you to look at the lost soul. We see in verse 27, a man from Ethiopia. This is not just a man from Ethiopia. He's a very important man from Ethiopia. He's come to Jerusalem to worship. And the Bible says he's the treasurer of Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians. He has a great responsibility at home. It's not unusual for a eunuch to be of great importance in these kingdoms. But this is a man who is very, very important, the treasurer of the state. And undoubtedly, he's very responsible, and he's a very honored man. And if you read closely, you can see that he's probably not the only one there. He has some servants. Someone's driving the chariot. So we see a lost soul here in this man. Now, most folks probably couldn't own a chariot in those days. So we know that this is a man of influence in the Candace, queen of the Ethiopians. But he was a lost man. He didn't know Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. Now, you might be here this morning. And if you're here this morning and you don't know Jesus Christ, let me tell you something. You need to trust Christ today as your Lord and Savior. You can be a responsible person. You can be a good person. You can be an honorable person. You can have a nice job making lots of money. But if you don't know Jesus Christ, you're lost. The Bible simply says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And friends, if you're here this morning, it doesn't matter how much you've got or how important you think you are. Let me tell you something. This world will carry on as normal if you die today. The most important thing you can do today is to come put your faith in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. You know, it wasn't long ago, we saw one of the basketball greats, Kobe Bryant. He died in a helicopter crash, along with his daughter and a lot of other people. They talked about how great he was, and I'm not saying he wasn't great. He was a great basketball player. But all the basketball scores that he made and all the life that he lived will not get him to heaven. And I hope and pray that he knew Christ, but it was sad to say nobody mentioned that he was a Christian. And folks, not only that, is his child and the others that died on board. Nobody said any of them about Jesus Christ. Matter of fact, today, if you talk about being a Christian, you're ridiculed. But that's what we've got to overcome. In our society, in our world, being a Christian, we need to be one. And we need to light up the world around us by being that Christian. And this man was very respectable and responsible, but he was also lost. We also say something else about this man. He came to Jerusalem to worship. I believe he was a religious man. He was a God-fearing man. I wonder what he found there in Jerusalem. I wonder what people lost when they come to our churches find. Do you find a nice building with beautiful lights, carpet floors, air conditioned heating, and all the things that make life comfortable? But I wonder if they find Jesus Christ here. You see, he saw Jerusalem and the great buildings and the elaborate ceremonies and the large crowds. But he's going away seeking the water of life. And he was thirsty, or he wouldn't have come there for it. He's still looking for the bread of life. He's still hungry. As he's reading his Bible, the scriptures, on the way home, he's still hungry. He's still thirsting for Jesus Christ. But this man is seeking the Bible. He's seeking Jesus Christ. And he's seeking God, and yet he hadn't found him at Jerusalem. I wonder how many people come in our doors, come in our churches all across America this morning. They're honestly seeking something in their life, but they haven't found it. With all the songs, with all the music, with all the things that are going on, if someone comes to church here this morning, will they find Jesus Christ? I've been criticized before, and it's nothing new that I preach to the lost people. I don't know how else to do it, you know? You know, if you're not preaching to the lost people, what good are you doing? You know, Jesus says, you know, in Matthew 9:12, he said, those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. And he said, I didn't come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And he says, the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. And he said, listen, if I have 99 sheep in the fold, I'm going to go out and find that one that's lost and bring him into it. You know, if just one person is here this morning and they're lost, I am glad they can find out how to be saved this morning. They can come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Let me say something else about coming to church. When I come to church, I come expecting God to be there and God to bless. I'm going to preach the word. And if there's not a lost person here, well, you haven't done your job. Amen or oh me? Amen. If there's no lost people in church, what good are we doing? The Bible says you go out into the highways, you go out in the hedges, and you compel them to come in to the house so that they might hear the word of God. I didn't come here to tickle your ears. I didn't come here to make you feel good. I want you to leave here feeling so bad, you're going to go out there and win somebody to Christ. You see, that's what we're supposed to be doing. Well, I want you to know that this morning, when you come to church, I want you to feel when you leave out of here that you've been in the presence of God, that you've heard His precious word. And I'm not talking about an emotional spasm. I'm talking about a genuine experience with the living Lord. That's what I want you to know. That's what I want you to feel when you leave this place today. I've been there. I've heard the word. You know what the Bible says? We're on that dusty road with those two men when Jesus appeared to them on the road to Emmaus. And He said, didn't our hearts burn within us while He talked about Jesus? On this dusty road, this chariot, here's a prepared man. He's reading the scriptures. The Holy Spirit's there. And Philip goes to him, folks, and tells him about Jesus. Let me tell you something. You have to have a lost person. And they have to know that they're lost. And if you're here this morning and you're lost, you want to hear Jesus Christ, you listen to His story as we preach here. And then we see the obedient witness. Oh, man, I love it when it comes to an obedient witness. His name is Philip. Now, Philip's down in Samaria. He's preached the word. Man, people are coming to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. There's saved souls being saved there. And God says, Philip, I want you to get up and go down to the desert, Gaza, and I want you to preach Jesus. I've got a man down there. He's seeking Christ. Isn't that wonderful that Philip, He just jumps up and starts out. Listen, people, God has chosen. You know, have you ever wondered why it says, God, now, in verse 26, now an angel of the Lord spake to Philip. God told that angel to go out and say to Philip, have you ever wondered why God didn't say, angel, you go down there to the desert, there's an Ethiopian eunuch coming along there, and you tell him about Christ. Because they don't know what it is to be saved, folks. Philip did. Let me tell you something. God chooses man to be His witness. So this angel goes down and tells Philip, go. He goes and tells. Angels don't know the joy to be forgiven. You know, we do. And God takes a redeemed sinner. And it takes a redeemed sinner to tell a lost man about the Savior, the Redeemer. And that's what God wants us to do in our life. Philip, go. Go near and join yourself to this chariot. Hey, listen to this. Philip ran. I thought that was very good. Couldn't have been a Baptist. You know why? We'd have to say, oh, we got to appoint a committee to find out if God wants us to do this or not. But no, Philip just ran. Baptists are always trying to get spiritual. Have you ever noticed that? They'll say, so, well, preacher, you know, if I feel led of the Lord, I'll go. Wait a minute. Does God want to win sinners to Him? He came to seek and to save. You know, that is God's will for your life. You don't have to pray about it. I'll go back to my childhood experience. My daddy was one of these guys, they didn't tell you but one time. It would have worked real well. Said, son, I want you to go out there and mow the yard. Well, daddy, let me pray about it and see if I want to do that. When I could walk again, he'd have said, do you feel like it now? You see, God wants us to be obedient. Not, oh, let me pray about it, Lord. No, you just go. That's what He tells all through the Bible. Go ye therefore into all the world. You know, not if you feel led to. You just do it. You ought to be feeling led to it. You see, Philip was an obedient soul winner. And he understood what God was saying to him. If you don't go, Philip, that man will go home lost. You see? Friends, what in the world are we waiting for? There's a great turnout out there, a great mission field out there that's lost. And I like Philip. He took the direct approach. You know, sooner or later, I think the best way you do it is just go straight to Jesus. He said, what are you reading about? He said, I don't know unless somebody tells me. Philip told him about Jesus. There's a powerful word. He said, how can I accept some man should guide me? He was reading, the Bible says, the word of God from Isaiah. And the book of Isaiah is a fascinating book. There's the first is on, I'd say, judgment, 39 books. And the back is on salvation, 27 books. And it's all about Jesus. And right here, kind of in the middle of it, boy, it hits right to the heart when he said he was led as a sheep to the slaughter. So the eunuch asked Philip, says, I ask you, of whom does this prophet speak? Of himself or someone else? And Philip is beginning, look what it says. Philip opened his mouth and began at the scripture and preached Jesus to him. Let me tell you something, folks. When this man Philip spoke, he didn't talk about how good the weather was. He didn't talk to him about the golf game last week or the hunting trip or the fishing trip or the whatever. He talked to him about Jesus. They need to hear about Jesus. You know, so many times we spend our time talking to lost people about everything except Jesus. But Philip, he went straight to the heart of the matter and he began preaching unto him Jesus. He showed this lost person about Jesus. He told him that he came, he was born, he was crucified, he was resurrected, and he's coming back, he said. And one day, we'll see him again. He preached to him Jesus, how Jesus saves, how he saves. The whole book, this is about Jesus, folks. It's not about me, it's about Jesus. It's not all about you, it's about Jesus. And when we don't preach Jesus, we're preaching something wrong. I hear so many today preach everything about how to feel good, how to make a living in this world, there's all kinds of things out there they preach. But we need to preach Jesus Christ. And look, now there's three persons in the chariot. There's the prepared sinner, there's the obedient soul winner, and there's the personal Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He's there with them. And he has a personal salvation there. The Spirit of God is working in this eunuch's heart. Salvation is a heart matter, folks. It's not a head matter. I hear a lot of people say sometimes, well, preacher, when I'm able to understand more about the Bible, then I'll start believing it. You'll never get saved that way. You see, salvation is a heart matter. It's all about the heart. Giving our life to Jesus Christ. That what makes you you. It's not this little heart right here, but the whole soul there. All about you. See, they come to the water about this time. I love that I didn't read it, but they come to this water. And the eunuch says, see, here's water. What hinders me from being baptized? And Philip says, stop the chariot. We'll go down. Well, he hollered out for his driver to stop the chariot. He stops the chariot. They go down into the water, and he's baptized. What hinders you from coming this morning? What hinders you? The Spirit of God is in this place. The Spirit of God is telling you this morning, make that decision public. Come to know the Lord as your Savior. If you will believe with all your heart, Philip says, you can be saved. It's a heart matter. When we get our heart right, you'll be saved. You don't have to understand the whole Bible in order to be saved. You just have to trust Jesus Christ and give him your life. And immediately after he's saved, he goes down into the water. You know what the water stands for? Philip says, what hinders me to be baptized? It's a picture of Christ's death, going down into the water, arising to new life. Death, burial, and resurrection to a new life in Jesus Christ. He was dead to the old life. When you trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, he will give you a new spirit in your life. He'll seal you with the presence of the Holy Spirit. That's Jesus Christ himself. And let me tell you something. You will know that you've been changed. You'll know it. He went on his way. Look what he says. He went on his way rejoicing. It is a heart experience, a holy experience, and a happy experience. Oh, how he was so happy in Christ as he went his way. He rejoiced. And the Bible says, Philip, he was gone. You see, he no longer needed Philip. Now he had Christ as his Lord and Savior. And I believe with all my heart he went back down there to Ethiopia and he told people there about Jesus Christ and how to be saved, how to come. If you're here this morning, let me tell you something. If someone is here that's lost, you don't know about Jesus Christ, you're looking for a Savior, Jesus is here. He died for you, and he's calling you to be saved. Come. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. Come. All you have to do is come to Christ this morning. You say, give him your heart. If you've done that, and Christ is in your heart, maybe you just need to recommit your life to Jesus Christ. I said a while ago, if you're not out there telling people about Jesus Christ, something's cold in your life. You need to re-spark that fire and ask God to give you that fire again to tell people about Jesus Christ. Would you do that this morning? I'm talking to Christians now. A commitment in your life to come afresh and new. Say, Lord, I have let you down. Let me go out and tell somebody about Christ. Maybe you're here this morning and you're looking for a church home. You've been saved and you belong to another church and you're looking for another church home. And this is the place God has led you. And if you feel the Spirit moving, we'd love to have you come. But our main purpose this morning is about Jesus Christ. If you don't know Jesus, would you invite him into your life? Would you give your heart to him? Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you today for your blessings. We thank you, Lord, that salvation is for anyone who will come. Give him your heart. Lord, if there's someone here this morning that's never given their heart to Christ, Lord, I pray this morning that they might come. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.